Rick, what is it about the way the game has changed in the last 20 years where the younger coach, as complex, as competitive as the league is, the younger coach actually has as many assets as a more experienced coach?
I think the older coaches, and Parcells and Gibbs are two great examples, they won their Super Bowls before the salary cap with veteran players. Older coaches like veteran players because veteran players don't make mistakes that get you beat. You know, those Redskins teams, they had, you know, veteran backups behind the veteran starters. Same with the Giants. In a salary cap era, you got to play young players. You can't afford to have veteran backups. You got to get young players on the field. You got to draft them and play them early. And older coaches are reluctant to do that. Younger coaches are less reluctant to do that. And you see a trend where college coaches have come on. They're used to turning over their roster every 4 years, and that's what the NFL game's become. You don't keep the players year in and year out. You keep a small core of your star players, but your roster turns over. I think there are only 19 players still on the Colts from that 2003 AFC title game. You know, there's so much transition on rosters now, and younger coaches are better able to deal with that.
Rick, let's look at what coaches that might be considered for the position to replace a guy of his stature in Dallas. How much they would consider the atmosphere and working relationship with the owner. It's not exactly what it is in Oakland with an Al Davis, but in a Jerry Jones, you have an extremely active owner. How does that play into the decision of a young coach who's being considered?
If you want to be a head coach in this league, Dallas Cowboys are three or four of the marquee franchises. This is where you want to be. And say what you want about Jerry Jones, he will go. He has no boundaries. He will do whatever you want him to do to field a team that can win a championship. Look at the money he spent over the years in free agency. He got, you know, Parcells wanted Drew Bledsoe. Went out and got Terrell Owens. He's not afraid to sign the marquee player. He'll do whatever he can to upgrade this team. That will help that coach win. I don't think anybody should be scared away from that. I think, you know, because it's the Cowboys, I think he almost has to hire a name. Somebody who can walk into a press conference and be immediately respected. I think what the direction he's got to go, I think he has to hire an offensive coach. I think what they've got to sell right now is Tony Romo. If they believe he's the answer, you've got to accelerate his development. And you do that by hiring an offensive coach who can handle quarterbacks.
So a Dan Reeves is not exactly your first pick.
No, I think he'll go younger than that. And I do think he'll go offense. But you know, the names that are being, you know, cycled here, Mike Martz, even, you know, North Turner, who had been here. You know, I threw out Jim Caldwell's name today, the Indianapolis quarterback, quote, coach. He'd be a guy I think you'd consider.
Yeah, my perception is North Turner does not seem to command the kind of respect, at least when I've witnessed him and what I've heard from other players. So it's going to be interesting to see who the decision is. I think Mike March certainly could be in there. But let's switch to the
North Turner's held in the highest regard in this town. And this is the one place he could get another head coaching job. He's the guy that called the plays when they were winning those Super Bowls. And that's why
about,
his name is back here.
How important is that to a Jerry Jones?
He hired Dave Campbell. He likes what he sees as familiar. I think he could look at Norv Turner and say, I can work with Norv Turner. I know Norv. Norv knows me. We won't have any problems.